No, I never heard nothing. I never nobody approached me telling me, why don't you do this for us and then you will receive this other thing. I never had nothing to do with those kind of things. It was a big surprise for me. Of course, our report was not taken so far into consideration by the members of NEXCO, but we knew it. If they don't want, they don't take it. If they want, they take it. It's up to them. Russia got it for 2018 and Qatar 2022. We put one where their strength and also what were their weakness. And we hope that now FIFA administration is working on the weakness and keeping the strengths of both.
But you didn't sense that either Qatar or Russia were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing?
Well, no, we have been hearing a lot of rumors and noise and whatever. Big controversy, but till now, 4 years and a half after the decision was taken, nobody has been able to show us any evidence, any fact, any really document in which they can involve one of any of those two countries. So what can we say? We cannot act taking into consideration only rumors or what people is saying. We must act with facts and with documents. Until now, I have not seen nothing, and I not only myself, nobody have seen any document.
Based on your experience of the bid campaign, would it surprise you if evidence came to light that one of the World Cups or both of the World Cups were won with corruption involved?
After 5 years, of course, because if during 4 years and a half nobody have been able to find nothing, it's because there's nothing or there's no way to find it. And if someone finds it, of course, it will be a big surprise.
Wolfgang Niersbach, the president of the German Football Federation, said this week that from now on, any bid that is weak in the technical test should be eliminated from the final list. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's a very clever idea. I have been saying this in the last 4 years, I think, or immediately after Qatar. In my opinion, we as football must try to follow what the IOC is doing. All the countries that want to bid, they bid. It comes a professional technical group that make a report. Based on that report, they select which are the three venues or the three countries that can continue on the race, and the other ones, thank you very much, but you do not fulfill all the obligations and all the duties you must do. And then we go with these three. Beside that, we have to do very short campaigns, not this long, more than 1 year, very short. And they go immediately, these three, to the Congress. And at the FIFA Congress, the members of each country, they vote on a secret way, and then one of the three venues is selected. But immediately, after they announce, I don't know, that this country is selected, FIFA public, all the information about for which venue did you vote. If I vote for the winner, it's okay. But I cannot go saying that I vote, because at the end, everyone is voting for everyone. And then that's impossible to stop it. And then you have to give an explanation if you vote for a country that at the end is not prepared to run the World Cup.
And should that be an obligation? Should that be mandatory?
Yes, of course. Don't wait. Don't wait and give 1 week, 2 or 3 or 1 month. Immediately, at the same moment. We give this, and on the internet is exactly for which country each one vote. I think that's the best way to stop all these rumors about corruption or similar things or these offers. And then it will be more and more difficult to corrupt people, because you will know for whom he's voting. Because if not, we always find a way to get a vote, not necessarily because you think it's the best option, it's because it's the best for you.
How practically could 209 people in the Congress vote in an informed way?
That's not easy. In my opinion, 3 months of campaign, the FIFA group goes and visits them, the bid committee, they keep this report, nobody knows about this report they have. And then comes country A, half an hour to the Congress, and they present their bid, country B and country C. And then just before the election is this bid of FIFA. and they tell, this is what we saw in each country. The same report that we wrote and sent to the EXCO, now we present it to all the Congress. This is infrastructure, airports, hospitals, highways, media, etc., etc., everything. Now, please vote. And you have an electronic pad, and you put A, B, or C, and that's it.
Do you think it's the right decision to postpone the campaign for the 2026 World Cup?
Yes. I was very, very surprised when they said last week or 10 days ago that they were opening the new bid. And I said, still too much rumors on the street about 2018 and 2022. Let's finish that and then let's go for the next one.
Of course, it's not just FIFA that's suffering from the investigations and arrests, but South America as well. I mean, as we speak, the former president of South America is behind bars in Switzerland, and another former president of CONMEBOL is under house arrest. The head of football in Venezuela was arrested in Zurich, and there are four audits happening here in Chile into the accounts of the Football Association and one into the accounts of the president. And never mind Brazil, whose former president was also arrested, and the current president left the FIFA Congress week early. It seems like a complete mess here.
It is. If I do a wrong things on the legal side, I know that I'm taking a risk, that they discover me. If police or whoever discover me, I will have to pay for that. So all these guys that took a risk doing illegal actions, now they know what they have to do. They have to pay.
Of course, nothing's been proven yet, and they're innocent until they are proven guilty. But do you think that the fact that these people are at the very highest echelon of South American football have been involved in this police action, is that going to cast a shadow over the Copa America, do you think?
No. I want to finish what I was saying before. If they have not done nothing, they will prove it and they will go and be free again. But in my personal opinion, if it was my case that I'm in jail in Switzerland because they are accusing me and I have not done nothing, if finally I prove that I'm innocent, I will go against the FBI and all the State Department of the U.S. because they have been, of course, causing a big damage to myself. I will not just say thank you very much because I'm free. No, sir, you did this, now you have to pay too. So it's on the both sides. Now, concerning your question about Copa America, I don't see that this will affect the game. Why? Same of Champions League on last Saturday. What's going on the offices has no relation with what's going on the pitch. And I'm sure that we'll have a fantastic Copa America with top teams and the top players playing, and I'm sure we'll have a very, very good tournament during the next 3 weeks.